Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, we're going to start out today talking about New Year's Eve. And, of course, you can't talk about New Year's Eve in the Triangle without talking about First Night Raleigh. Indie rock band Augustine's will headline this year's First Night Raleigh New Year's Eve bash. This year's theme is Out of This World. The evening will include performances by The Love Language, The Barefoot Movement, Old Man Ludeca, the African American Dance Ensemble, Moving Pieces Traveling Theater, the Pop-Up Chorus, and more. As with each year, the festivities kick off at 2 p.m. with the Children's Celebration at the North Carolina Museums of History and Natural Sciences and outside at the Bicentennial Plaza. The early countdown, which includes an acorn drop and fireworks, is at 7 p.m. Main stage performances will start at 4 p.m., and as the night goes on, there will be performances throughout downtown. The popular People's Procession Street Parade will be at 6 p.m. New attractions this year include an alien abduction ride. The fantastical First Night Ferris Wheel will also be there again this year. Both rides open to the public at 2 p.m. on December 31st. The Brooklyn-based band Augustine's will lead Raleigh into 2015, joined by Countdown Master of Ceremonies Ira David Wood III. The acorn drop, as always, will be followed by fireworks. Advance tickets for events are $10. That price goes up to $14 for adults and $11 for children on December 31st. First night buttons aren't required for all activities, but you will need them to see many first night performances and to enter City Plaza to see the main stage. Okay, let's move on to performances coming up at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blount Street in Raleigh. You can call them at 919-821-1120. On Wednesday, December 10th, it's Mr. F., formed in 2013 from members of Timber Coup and Capital Zen. Mr. F is an eclectic, high-energy, four-piece band that takes a no-holds-barred approach to blending genres while keeping your feet moving. Tickets are $5 online, $7 at the door. Thursday, December 11th, Faith and Scars, Carson Alley, and The Old Laws. Tickets are $5 online, $7 at the door. Friday, December 12th, the morning after, it's a CD release party with Darkwater Rising and New Reveille. The morning after is a different kind of band. Imagine an eclectic Motown sound fueled by bluegrass, dripping with soul with just a touch of Latin and jazz. New Reveille was founded by songwriter Daniel Cook and vocalist Amy Cam in late 2012. Tickets are $7 online, $10 at the door. Saturday, December 13th, Cooley High. Cooley High is comprised of six former NC State University students who met on the campus bricks by way of hip-hop. Tickets $10 online, $12 at the door. Sunday, December 14th, Cabinet. Cabinet is a band with roots firmly planted in the Appalachian tradition. They wear their influences like badges honoring the canons of roots, bluegrass, country and folk, weaving these sounds into a patchwork of Americana quilt. Tickets are $10 online, $13 at the door. Monday, December 15th at the Poorhouse Music Hall, Messenger Down, The Sun Pilots, and Eyes Eat Suns. Tickets are $6 online and $8 at the door. Tuesday, December 16th, Stevens Lane, Free concert or free event show is for fans of Zac Brown and the Indigo Girls. Wednesday, December 17th, Naughty Professor and Outside Soul. Tickets are $6 online, $8 at the door. Naughty Professor is a forward-thinking music endeavor pioneered by six musicians, all hailing from the Loyola New Orleans Music Studies program. A sound forged in the streets of the capital city, Outside Soul is at home in both neo-soul and rock-oriented venues alike. These boys have been plugging away at their hometown of Raleigh for a couple of years and are now ready to release their first album. And Thursday, December 18th, it's Signal Fire, Elephant Convoy, and Down by Five. Tickets are $5 online, $7 at the door. At Cat's Cradle in East Main Street in Carrboro, call 919-967-9053. On Thursday, December 11th, Velvet Dusk 2 with Deep Sleeper, Jenny Bizette, and Adult Science, Cat's Cradle Back Room. Friday, December 12th, Cat's Cradle presents Lost in the Trees at Hob River Ballroom with Lone Lands. When Lost in the Trees set out to record Past Life, their third album for Anti, they knew they needed a break with the past. Durham's Lone Lands has announced their debut release, Some Kind of Light, an EP of stirring Americana and Southern rock tunes. Tickets $15 and $17. Saturday, December 13th, an evening with Collapsus, Cat's Cradle Back Room, Chapel Hill-based band Collapsus, which mixed country sounds with bar band rock, was formed from the ashes of several other Southern bands. Tickets are $8. Saturday, December 13th, Southern Culture on the Skids and Six String Drag at Cat's Cradle. Along the bards of Downward Mobility, Southern Culture on the Skids has always embodied a raucous, good-natured, good-time take on the culture of the South. This will be their first show together as Six String Drag since 2005. Tickets $13 and $15. There's a bake sale to benefit Carrboro's food bank. Saturday, December 13th, Olivia Jean, Cat's Cradle Back Room. This is a free event with the show scheduled for 11:30. Friday, December 19th, Mary Johnson Rockers and the Spark, along with Birds and Arrows, Cat's Cradle Back Room. Is it a name or a band? What you need to know is that these soulful folk rock darlings of the North Carolina Triangle music scene deliver great roving Americana with pipes to spare, that by the Pinhook in Durham. Birds and Arrows have a rich sound that is much more than the sum of their parts. The romance between Andrea and Pete's voices, distinctly captivating, and they accomplish an elegant yet heartbreaking sound that is truly their own. Tickets are $8. On Saturday, December 20th, Chatham County Line's Electric Holiday Tour at Ha River Ballroom. Tickets $20 and $22. Saturday, December 27th, Comedy at the Cradle presents Thomas Dixon with Catherine Lloyd, Jay Stadler, Zach Levine, Matt C., and hosted by Brian Burns. Cat's Cradle Back Room, tickets $5. Showtime is at 8 p.m. Also at the Cat's Cradle Back Room, December 27th, the Merch Holiday Dance Party with DJ One Duran. The event is at 10 and is free. Wednesday, December 31st, the Sex Police, Cat's Cradle at 9 p.m., five-part band from Chapel Hill. Tickets are $15. And going into the new year on Friday, January 2nd, it's Cracker at Cat's Cradle at 9 p.m. This December, Cracker released its 10th studio effort entitled Berkeley to Bakersfield. Tickets $18 and $20. Turning to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, December 10th through the 14th, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. Tickets range from $30 to $80. December 11th, Trampled by Turtles with Nikki Lane, presented at by Lincoln Theater, Cat's Cradle, and Broadway Series South at May Mandy Concert Hall. Ticket prices range from $29.35 to $35.23. December 12th and 13th, Under the Street Lamp, presented by Broadway Series South at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tickets $47.14 to $62.14. December 14th and 15th, the Raleigh Ringers 2014 Holiday Concert at May Mandy Concert Hall. December 16th and 17th, the Tenors at Memorial Auditorium. The Tenors have been thrilling audiences around the world with their powerful voices and memorable melodies. Tickets range from $27.14 to $127.14. December 17th, Home for the Holidays, the Army Ground Forces Band at May Mandy Concert Hall, performances at 2 and 7. December 19th through the 28th, the Nutcracker at Memorial Auditorium. Hundreds of thousands have been captivated and fascinated by the awe-inspiring grace, grandeur, and mysterious illusions of Carolina Ballet's holiday classic. The Nutcracker is an unforgettable experience for audience members of all ages. December 19th and 20th, A Pink Martini Christmas, North Carolina Symphony Pops at May Mandy Concert Hall. Backed by popular demand after numerous sold-out performances with the North Carolina Symphony, the Little Orchestra returns to Raleigh for the holidays. Tickets prices range from $30 to $79. December 31st, New Year's Eve with Tony DeSere. Tickets $52 to $72. December 31st, the Midtown Men at Memorial Auditorium. Tony DeSere's concert is North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Again, the Midtown Men at Memorial Auditorium. Tickets are $28.20 to $128.20. First night performances at Fletcher Opera Theater, December 31st, El Gleno Grande and Transactors Improv. Ticket prices range from $10 to $13. January 3rd, Peter and the Wolf, North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert Series at May Mandy Concert Hall. January 3rd, Rhonda Vincent, presented by Broadway Series South at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tickets $27.14 to $37.14. January 9th and 10th, it's Rhapsody in Blue, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at May Mandy Concert Hall. And the second of the 2014-2015 Down Home Concerts is set for Friday, January 16th. It's Aoife O'Donovan at Fletcher Theater, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and presented by Pinecone. Tickets are $27 to $29. The next concert in this series presents the Steel Wheels on Friday, January 23rd, also at Fletcher Opera Theater. At PNC Arena, tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Well, at PNC Arena, December 10th through the 15th, it's Disney on Ice presents Frozen. Wednesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, the Avett Brothers. Ticket prices range from $39.50 to $59.50. On Saturday, January 17th, World's Toughest Rodeo. Ticket prices range from $18 to $38 and some limited seats at $75. February 4th through the 8th at PNC Arena, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th, Monster Jam. Ticket prices $25, $30, and $45. Sunday, March 1st, Harlem Globetrotters. Ticket prices range from $21 to $133. Friday, March 13th, it is Winter Jam 2015. Tuesday, April 21st, The Who Hits 50, North American Tour 2015. The Who, one of rock's most legendary and defining bands, will celebrate their 50-year legacy with their The Who Hits 50 Tour. Set lists on these shows will take the audience on an amazing journey through The Who's entire career, from the band's early days to classic albums including Who's Next, Tommy, Quadrophenia, My Generation, and Live at Leeds, through the present day. Ticket prices range from $39.50 to $139.50. And on Tuesday, June 9th, it's Taylor Swift with special guest Vance Joy. Taylor Swift, who writes all of her own songs, is a global superstar. She is a seven-time Grammy winner and the youngest winner in history of the music industry's highest honor, the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. Taylor is the only artist in music history to have an album hit the 1 million-plus first-week sales figure three times. Ticket prices for Taylor Swift, $39.50 to $139.50. Tickets are on sale now. We don't know as of this time if any tickets remain. Duke Performances, 919-660-3356. The box office is 919-684-4444. Thursday, December 11th, Brad Meldow Trio at Baldwin Auditorium. Universally admired as one of the most adventurous pianists to arrive on the jazz scene in years, Brad Meldow has spent the last two decades extending and refining the possibilities of the piano trio. Meldow takes center stage at Baldwin Auditorium with longtime trio partners Larry Grenadier on bass and Jeff Ballard on drums. Friday, December 12th, New York Polyphony at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, December 13th, St. Laura's String Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Stanford University Ensemble in Residence, St. Lawrence String Quartet, returns to Duke Performances with their trademark combination of incisive playing and irresistible exuberance. This quartet is remarkable not simply for the quality of their music making, exalted as it is, but for the joy they take in the act of connection. That from The New Yorker. Duke Performances Friday and Saturday, January 16th and 17th, David Lang and the International Contemporary Ensemble, performances at 7 and 9 p.m. each day. This one-of-a-kind work is performed with the musicians, singer, and audience enclosed in an intimate onstage set at Reynolds Theater. Tickets are $36, $15 ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Sunday, January 18th, International Contemporary Ensemble Chamber Music Concert at Nelson Music Room. International Contemporary Ensemble, described as extraordinary by the New York Times, follow their performances of the Whisper Opera with a concert of chamber music in the round at the intimate Nelson Music Room. Thursday, January 22nd, and I hope I don't mispronounce this too badly, Enritya Graham Dance Ensemble with Songs of Love and Longing at Reynolds Industries Theater. This dance performance, accompanied by a musical ensemble featuring voice, harmonium, mardala, violin, and bansuri, recounts the love between the immortal Krishna and the human Radha, described in the 12th century ballad. Tickets are $42 and $36, $15 for those ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Friday, January 23rd, Jeremy Denk on piano at Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $38 and $32, $15 if you're under 30, and $10 for Duke students. Saturday, January 24th, Kalfax Reed Quintet at Baldwin Auditorium. The Kalfax Reed Quintet, a unique Reed ensemble from Amsterdam, has distinguished itself with its imaginative transcriptions that reach back to the Middle Ages. Tickets are $38 and $32, $15 ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students. Friday and Saturday, January 30th and 31st, Branford Marsalis Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Jazz titan Branford Marsalis is a Grammy-winning saxophonist, composer, and bandleader, a record label owner responsible for some of the most electrifying jazz of the last decade, and the eldest child in a New Orleans family legendary for its dedication to jazz. Tickets are $58 and $48, $15 for those under 30, and $10 for Duke students. And finally, on Sunday, February 1st, Jordy Savall at Baldwin Auditorium. Jordy Savall, one of the world's most illustrious performers of early music, is famed for the depth of feeling and exquisite technique he brings to the seven-string bass viol, the cello-like Renaissance instrument that mirrors the human voice. Tickets $38 and $32, $15 under 30, and $10 for Duke students. All right, at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC. Tickets available at dpacnc.com. You can call the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Visit the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. Through December 14th, Annie, the world's best-loved musical, returns in time-honored form, directed by original lyricist and director Martin Charnin, and choreographed by Lisa Gennaro. This production of Annie will be a brand-new incarnation of the iconic original. December 18th through the 21st at DPAC, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. January 7th through the 25th, it's Wicked. Backed by popular demand, Variety calls Wicked a cultural phenomenon, and it continues to break box office records across North America. Thursday, January 29th, an evening with Garrison Keillor. Friday, January 30th, 50 Shades, the musical parody. Wednesday, February 4th, it's Harry Connick Jr. Harry Connick Jr.'s meteoric rise in the world of music was only a prelude to a multifaceted career. This pianist, vocalist, composer, bandleader, actor, and philanthropist has received awards and recognitions for his live and recorded musical performances. Wednesday, February 11th, one of the greats in music, Tony Bennett, with special guest Antonia Bennett, his daughter. Tony Bennett is a 17-time Grammy-winning singer whose career in popular music has spanned more than six decades. Often billed as the world's most boyish octogenarian, Tony Bennett is a vital music artist at the peak of his powers. Thursday, February 12th at DPAC, Dancing Pros Live. February 17th through the 22nd, Motown, the musical. It began as one man's story, became everyone's music, and is now Broadway's musical. Motown, the musical, is the true American dream story of Motown founder Berry Gordy's journey from featherweight boxer to the heavyweight music mogul, who launched the careers of Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, Smokey Robinson, and many more. Then on Wednesday, March 4th at DPAC, it is Michael Bolton. Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and social activist, Michael Bolton has sold more than 53 million records around the world. At the Carolina Performing Arts Center at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, Thursday and Friday, January 29th and 30th, Dunsinane from the National Theatre of Scotland and the Royal Shakespeare Company. Singles tickets start at $19. Student tickets start at $10. Saturday, January 31st and Sunday, February 1st, the Morinsky Orchestra. The Morinsky Orchestra and dazzling conductor Valery Gergiev return to Memorial Hall for the fourth time with two passionately Russian concerts. Single tickets start at $19. Student tickets start at $10. Friday, February 6th, it is Audra McDonald. Unparalleled in the breadth and versatility of her artistry as both singer and actress, Audra McDonald is blessed with a radiant soprano voice and an incomparable gift for dramatic storytelling. Thursday, February 12th, the Kronos Quartet, Beyond Zero, 1914 to 1918. Single and student tickets start at $10. Sunday, February 15th, at Carolina Performing Arts, Irvin Mayfield and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, coming up Wednesday, December 10th, country music's Dwight Yoakam. Ticket prices start at $47. Thursday, December 11th, David Benoit Christmas tribute to Charlie Brown. Tickets start at $22. Saturday, December 13th, The Nutcracker, presented by Triangle Youth Ballet. Tickets are $29 for adults, $21.50 for students and seniors, and it's $12 for children. Performances are at 1 and 7 p.m. Sunday, December 14th, Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. with special guests Leonard Coleman and Blunt. When Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. showed up to audition for America's Got Talent, he was singing to pass the time while grinding out a living washing cars, and the only nice clothes he owned were the ones on his back, a pair of jeans, a modest button-down striped shirt, and a jacket. Fortunately, you don't need a large wardrobe to win America's heart. You need talent, and Landau has truckloads of that. Tickets start at $30. On Thursday, December 18th, at Carolina Theater, Sweet Honey in the Rock. Challenge and change are the themes underlying the 40-year career of the revered female African-American a cappella ensemble, Sweet Honey in the Rock. Tickets start at $34 for that performance. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.